How did you get out there?
Fire escape.
It's 20 stories.
The doorman's intimidating.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Parker.
Not much to tell, really.
Peter lives with his aunt and uncle.
Did you catch that spider guy yet?
No, but we will. This guy wears a mask like an outlaw.
I think he's trying to do something maybe the police can't.
Can't?
You know, if you're gonna steal cars, don't dress like a car thief.
You a cop?
You seriously think I'm a cop in a skin tie, red and blue suit?
Who are you? I know it's been rough for you, Peter.
I forgot all about that thing. It was your dad's.
Your father was a very secretive man, Peter.
Dr. Connors. I'm Richard Parker's son.
Your father and I were going to change the lives of millions, including mine. Extraordinary. How did you come up with this?
There's a rumor of a new species in New York. It can be aggressive if threatened.
I gotta stop him, because I created him. Maybe it is.
What episode is this again?
Oh, son of a bitch.
I'm fucking with you, man. I know what episode it is. Go back to episode 115. I'm your spoiler host with the most, the phenomenal one.
This is the original white boy, Z.
Was labeled the original white guy.
No, I was before him.
No, actually, you wasn't.
What?
Elaine was before you, so...
That's right. That is right. Iron Man 3 was your first one with him.
Yeah, man, I don't count Wayne as white, so he's Australian. That's a whole other demeanor or whatever. And plus, Australian is just not a race in general. It's not even a country. It's just a thing.
It's just so, there. It's just taking up space.
Yeah, so you're the second original white guy.
I'm okay with that.
If it makes you feel any better, you're almost as white as Lehu. There you go.
Is that a compliment?
Still here?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm here. I got dropped.
I'm talking about Lehu.
Yeah, you're right. Here. You're right.
So what did that tell you then, Z? That's not a compliment then.
Yeah, but Lehu couldn't do a rap like me.
I wouldn't even ask him to do that. Because I'd be hearing about some fucking little cute little monsters or some Nintendo bullshit that I don't want to hear about. So no, hell no. Wouldn't even ask him to do that. But people, like, you heard a lovely voice here. Sammy is here. Yes, she did just drop out, but I was about to say the bitch is back, but that's probably insulting. But yeah, I'll let 5 minutes pass before I start saying, 5 minutes have passed. Yeah, the bitch is back. Sammy. How you doing, Sammy?
I'm wonderful now that I'm back. How are you?
When were you gone? I didn't know you was on Throwback Tuesday now.
I know. She's here with us in spirit.
You been gone, girl. So, where you been at?
Where I've been at? Fucking everywhere, man. Working.
Who you been in?
That.
Ooh, that's a long list.
Yeah, exactly.
Long list.
How's those Snapchats with Cody going?
Oh, they're still going, as per usual.
Yeah, Wayne tells me all about them, I'm sure. I love how it's a Snapchat between two people, yet Wayne always somehow knows the conversations.
How does Wayne always know?
How does he know this, though?
Yeah, how does he know this?
Does Cody, like, save them and show him?
Cody shows us everything. Come on now. Cody's an arrogant douchebag. How could you not believe that he wouldn't show us? Come on.
That's true.
And plus, he gets drunk a lot, so I just dig in his phone anyway. So, on the way to get to Cody's heart is just pretend you're drunk with him and then let him pass out and then you just start digging through his shit.
That's stalkerish.
That's not stalkerish, Z, especially when you've known the guy for a while. For me, it's not stalker. For you, you haven't known him that long, so it's stalkerish for you. But for me, I feel like I'm that close enough of a friend with him, which he said on this week's movie spoiler, that I'm allowed to touch whatever I want on him. Because, you know, part of him is me, so there you go. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I've known Sammy long enough to take what I want, so I think that's right. And that's happened plenty of times. Some people will call it rape. I just call it, you know, a menstrual cycle. But but yes, people, we are here. Sammy is here because I think I realized I got I'm too busy. I don't know, the fifth time in this year, I've probably said that. So Sammy's going to be a fill-in for me when I can't make it here. That way a show can still go up between Z and whoever the fuck he feels like getting. But instead of that, I got Sammy to do it for me. She's going to be my fill-in, and she's going to learn from me what I would say when Z makes a response.
You are pretty much her mentor.
I think I'm all your guys' mentor, Lena.
I have a shrine just dedicated for you.
I think you all should, actually, because, let's see, I saved Wayne from a terrible show called MaxCast.
Oh, God.
Cody wasn't doing this at all. You finally got a show. So, yeah, I would say that I am God of movie spoilers. So, yeah, there you go. I'm your mentor and your God. That's right.
And the ego boost just got higher.
That shit was already there. It's at an all-time high, whatever.
It's not even maxed yet.
The fact that I'm God now, the reason why all this exists and creates and loves and lives today is because of me. The reason there would be no Sammy without P1.
That's true.
There would be no Z without P1.
Oh, that's true.
There'd be a Chad, but there wouldn't be a Z. I created you.
You did.
Exactly. Look at you. Yeah, see, look at you. Look at you.
So you're my father?
Yeah, exactly. I created the Cody. And I created that arrogant Australian asshole, Wayne. Yes, that's all creations of me. They're all pieces of my personality, if you will, all these people here. Sammy is my horny part, so.
That's very true.
She has a vagina. It works. It's usable.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's on my brain most of the time, so Sammy brings that out of me. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's why she's here.
It's either sex or alcohol. Or movies.
Yeah, why do you think I had to get rid of CJ? Because he was my lazy side. So I had to kick the lazy to the side, you know?
So what's Cody? Since Cody and you are pretty much the same, what's Cody to you?
Oh, he's a sex addict.
Ah.
Yeah. You never seen them stick figures in Wayne's video? Yeah, that was Cody. Yeah, Cody's a sex addict.
Have you seen me and Cody Snapchats?
Have I? No.
They get a little horny on them things, Cozy. It's frisky.
It's, you know, she's Canadian, so they gotta do something.
Oh, that's not even a real country.
It's a fake country. It's not real.
It's not even fake money.
Which, by the way, I've been meeting a lot of Canadians lately and they told me. I asked them some questions about you, Sammy.
About me?
Yeah, well, just, you know, you and your race and all that in general and stuff like that. I got a lot of answers that I needed to hear over the years of some statements you might have made about Canada. Hey, you didn't think I brought you on while doing research on your ass now? Come on now.
No, I knew that.
I do background checks. That's my way of doing background checks. You gonna fuck me or I'm gonna do research on you? I didn't have time to fuck you, so here's research or whatever.
And all the Canadians know each other.
Yeah, that's true. Like a mile long anyway.
You get all meet up at Tim Hortons and go to a hockey game.
That's exactly what we do every Sunday.
Bunch of redneck Indian fucks. But anyway, we're gonna talk about the movie. I wasn't in this one. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing Spider-Man.
The shitty version, I guess, whatever. I hate this movie.
What was that?
I said I hate this movie. I can't believe you made me rewatch this shit. Spider is so asinine and weak to, you know, not even compared to the, I mean, of course, granted, I'm going to bring up the original one. I mean, the original one was great, but still, this one was just so.
So it was just there. It was Sony's excuse to keep the property.
Yeah, true.
That's exactly what it was, and you can tell.
Well, you know, Fox has the same deal with Fantastic Four, but I think their contract lasts longer. I think theirs is like 11 years they have to do, or 7 or 11 or some shit like that they have to do theirs.
Well, when did Spider-Man 3 come out?
Spider-Man 3 came out in 07.
Oh, so this was 5 years. So they didn't have that long of a contract.
Sony only has a 5-year contract. If they don't make a Spider-Man film in a 5-year time frame or announce that they're making one, then they have to give the rights back to the Marvel.
Ah, gotcha.
It's kind of a great deal to break if you're ever trying to sell some stuff in the movie industry. Instead of completely selling off your characters or any movie rights you might have, it's always great to have a contract deal where if this expires, it reverts back to us. So that's always a brilliant idea on Marvel's part when they were going out of business at the time. To pull that out of their ass, because, you know,
now Sony has to make one every fucking 5 years or they're pretty much fucked. They probably thinking in the back of their heads or their asses, and I wouldn't know this for a fact. It's not like I work for Sony or anything like that. But,
no.
They probably think since they're working with Marvel on this whole Avengers Spider-Man thing that, oh yeah, we can take a relax now and make Spider-Man. No, it doesn't work that way. You just gotta make one every 5 years.
And we've seen the last two that they're not really care about the product.
Oh, Sammy loved them. What are you talking about?
See, my love of Spider-Man transcends garbage.
But Spider-Man, oh, okay.
That's true. The original Spider-Mans that Sony produced with Tobey Maguire in 2007 were fantastic. I thought it was the best that I'm going to get out of Spider-Man. And then all of a sudden they're rebooting this with this fucking beanstalk weird kid. And
he's riding a skateboard though, man.
There was elements to this that, you know, that did say Spider-Man, but it was covered in shit. This movie is garbage.
You remember?
I watched it last night and I can barely remember.
He finally got that date with Gwen and he went to go skateboard and swing or whatever. Didn't that remind you of Kevin Bacon and Footloose when he did Angry Dance moments?
Yes. They ripped off Footloose.
I was like, is he angry skateboarding right now or happy? What is he doing right now? What is this shit? What is this? I don't want to watch this shit.
They ripped off
Footloose. He didn't ride no fucking skateboard. He's unable to do ollies and shit like that. I think it's in his room. He's got a fucking wall full of different boards and shit like that. I'm just like, okay. He's just cool. He's misunderstood. You know, that's what I like about it. See, I bought a plot synopsis, though, before we talk more about this masterpiece here.
Amazing Spider-Man, directed by Mark Webb, starring the boring Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone.
Oh.
I don't know what... How do you pronounce this guy's name? Reef? Rafe?
Oh, Rafe Fiennes?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, you're right.
All
right,
Dennis Leary. Budget $230 million. Box office, god damn it, $757 million. And it's just a fucking... another rehash of Spider-Man. That's all the plot you need.
Damn. Shit. Well, it's a little bit... Didn't we talk about, man? It's got... You know, I think the biggest fault of the movie is that the lizard. Now... Wow, did Homeboy in the first three, he got the shaft for this. I mean, they were setting that dude up for that fourth one to be the lizard so bad. And, you know, one of the bad things I noticed, I think I said this in my first review I did of this too, but, you know, the lizard and Peter Parker's, you know, their chemistry together, it went beyond like almost like a father-son type deal, you know, in the books and the animated show and stuff like that. And here, he's just a typical villain that has some Green Goblin gas from the first Spider-Man film, you know?
Exactly. And I was kind of surprised when they announced The Amazing Spider-Man that the lizard was going to be the main villain. Because it's always...
shocked by that.
I really thought they were going to go Green Goblin.
Well, the lizard has been talked about to be the villain for these Sam Raimi ones since the second one came out, so...
Yeah, that was Baker in the original, right? I'm not
shocked that they went with the lizard choice because they've been putting him in the works for the longest now, but, I mean, yeah, like you said, Green Goblin, they didn't want to copy the first one exactly. I mean, even though this one, you could tell they're trying their hardest not to be like the first one, and it just fails on its ass completely. Why the fuck is there a room full of radioactive spiders? There's only supposed to be one.
There's a room for one.
Anyone could have been fucking Spider-Man. Anyone. You could have had some dumbass kid walk up in there and fuck with them spiders and say, by the way, who the fuck would walk in the middle of that if they saw a bunch of glowing spiders in a room? You would just walk your ass in them and then you would fuck with them? Who does white people? I tell you, man.
Yes, white people. That's essentially what it is. And not only that, the mythos of the origin story of Spider-Man is it was an accidental radioactive spider. Spider wasn't supposed to happen.
Kind of like the first
it was a
one.
Fluke. Yes.
This one.
They tried to bring that in this movie with the whole lizard thing, saying that's what happened to him using that same. Which, by the way, what a fucking coincidence that his father was working on spiders.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta be shitting me. And then they show you that shit in the flashback when he was a kid and shit. His father had a spider that looked just like the one that bit him in that fucking jar. I was just like, you gotta be shitting me.
And Ken, one of the biggest complaints I have with the movie is that they did the Batman thing with his parents.
I mean, they did it with the fucking lizard design of his face and shit too. I did not like that design.
No, that was terrible.
Gave shit about the Green Goblin in the first film, which I do admit the costume was kind of shitty, but it worked for that movie. But the lizard in here looked like shit.
Oh, it was terrible CGI. Terrible.
The design just looked fucking horrible. Everything about it. I will say that some of the fight scenes were cool as shit. But one problem I have too is he keeps taking his fucking mask off. Why did you even fucking make the thing? He took it off and gave it a little bitch ass kid talking about it'll make you stronger. Just web his ass out the car. Why are you taking this much time? Why? And then the most insulting thing about that is not Uncle Ben raising him his whole life or anything like that that makes him Spider-Man, like in the books, like in the original movies or anything like that. It's the fact that he saved this kid and he realized, oh, I can use these powers to save people. It's like, really? Really? So Uncle Ben dying had no effect on you whatsoever, but this stranger you just happened to save is what made you become Spider-Man. Okay, man, fuck you, dude.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, they kept easing around that word, that line, just all this whole fucking movie. They said the word responsibility so many goddamn times. It's just almost as if, like, Ben Parker wanted to say it, but he just couldn't get it out because he didn't want to copy the rest. He's just like, you got responsibility. Got to understand responsibility. I was like, God damn, dude, just say it, man. With great power comes great responsibility.
And I did like Martin Sheen as Ben Parker, though.
He was cool. I give him that.
I liked him better than the first.
Well, the first didn't really have much to do. I mean, he didn't do shit.
No, this one had
this one lasted longer.
That's what I was going to say. The first one had a bigger impact. This one was more, they showed the more of a father figure to Peter.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that, yeah. I thought Sally, I thought she was useless. Sally Field, I mean.
Yep. Oh, she's even worse. She's even worse than the second one.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, how could this dumb bitch not know he's Spider-Man at this point? Come on now.
Especially him showing up at the end, all bloodied and stuff.
He's got claw marks on him. She's got the TV on the whole night or whatever shit, talking about this lizard thing. He's got claw marks on him.
Everybody else knows who the fuck he is, because he takes his mask off every 5 minutes. Everybody else knows
who the fuck he is.
I mean, fuck.
Shot by a bullet. How come his spider sense doesn't go off in this movie?
I thought about that too.
His spider sense went off one time, is when he caught that fly.
Yep, that one time. That's it. And they just kind of never fucking touched on it again. Ever again. Because they don't give a shit. You don't give a shit. They're making this to make money, to keep the contract, to keep Spider-Man, to keep the rights.
Well, at least
Tony doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Because, P1, you said it many times that Spider-Man's just a license to print money.
Yeah, he is. I mean, just that name alone grants you money. I mean, shit. I mean, Spider-Man is probably the biggest, probably the most favorable superhero out there today.
I mean, where did the fuck did the $230 million go to this?
The lizard.
Wow.
It went to that that camera that had Peter Parker on it. That's how the lizard found out his identity. Remember?
Oh my god.
Such fucking, that was so stupid as well. I was like, Jesus Christ. And by the way, Peter Parker, when the lizard comes to the school and shit like that, Peter Parker attacks him as Peter Parker. He doesn't know why the lizard's there. He doesn't know if the lizard knows his identity or not or anything like that. He just automatically attacks him. I'm like, damn, people ain't even left the building yet, and you're already sliding and webbing and shit like that or whatever. Where the fuck was them web shooters on him, by the way, when he was just Peter Parker?
That's a good idea.
Another thing, too. Another thing that took up his attribute is he's not smart in this movie. Every idea he had was stolen.
Yeah.
The web shooters wasn't his idea. I like because he keeps saying, oh, I made them. But it's like, no, they were already made. You just enhanced them to be that small to shoot that way. You stole that from... I love it. Everything's a coincidence, too, with this new Spider-Man. Everything was made or built or created at Oscorp. It's like, wow, is there a universe in this world or not? I mean, shit.
It's a Force universe. Everything was just Force.
Even his costume. He was listening to two nerds talk about his costume. I was like, damn, dude, did you create any fucking thing on your own? He doesn't create the costume on his own. He doesn't create the web shooters on his own. I was going to say even the formula he get. By the way, his whole reasoning at the beginning of this film was just like, I want to find out more about my father. When the fuck did he get into splicing genes with animal species and shit like that? Why was he so fascinated with that?
That's a good question. That's where the whole forced father Batman thing came from. Like, he finds one thing about his dad. Oh, I gotta get up all on this.
Like, the relationship between him and Doc Connors was so forced, like you said, it was so forced, whatever, because all of a sudden, he just forgot about his father and just said, I'm gonna keep working with this guy to splice some genes up. It's like, why?
I'm gonna throw another force thing in there. You said it with Man of Steel. How awkward were Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone?
Oh, that shit was awkward as hell.
And they were dating at the time, in real life.
And they have chemistry, because you can see it in their interviews, like, that they've done before together. You can see the chemistry that they have, but that doesn't transfer on film. It's like as if they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. And you don't know.
It got even, the second one got even worse.
Well, like, why did the fuck they start dating in this film, whatever, because all of a sudden, the second time you see them is they're at Oscorp, she takes his badge and just kind of gives him a scowl. Then in the very next scene, she's like hugging up on him and shit like that. I'm just like, when the fuck did y'all establish that y'all were like cool like that now? You know, it's like, you know, she's hugging. And then because the very next scene was Uncle Ben leaving Peter Parker there, and she's right behind him, and she's like pretty much asking out for a date or something like that to hang out and shit before he goes angry skateboarding. Or happy skateboard.
Kevin Bacon.
Asking them, I'm just like, where did because I don't feel that, I don't get if she likes him or he likes her or something like that. I'm just like, I'm a little lost. And Flash in here, he's just a fucking dick.
When did him and Peter Parker become friends all of a sudden?
Oh, God, they were hugging and shit like that.
Right?
And then what, the whole basketball scene?
To the extreme, though, like Flash in the show, the books and stuff like that. He is a douchebag, but he wasn't to this extreme. He's beating up people and shit. Like, he's punching motherfuckers and shit like that. And here, he's a dude that needs to get shot. That's what he is. He's a dude that needs to get fucking shot. All right, yeah. I don't know what the fuck his problem is. I don't know where the teacher stopped him. He needs to get fucking shot, though.
And the whole basketball scene, he got in trouble because he embarrassed him?
I'm going to say, people make fun of that Spider-Man 3 where Peter Parker was dancing down the aisle. That was that basketball and football scene in this movie was almost as embarrassing as that, if you ask me.
It's very close to it, yeah.
I thought it was very fucking close. I thought that was kind of fucking ridiculous, if you ask me.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Andrew Garfield, like, he was a good Spider-Man, but a shitty Peter Parker. It's kind of like how you say with George Clooney is the perfect Bruce Wayne.
Of course you can be a fucking good Spider-Man. That shit was CGI the entire fucking time.
Damn.
You didn't have to make fucking facial expressions. He didn't have to fucking move around too much. Like, no. Of course you can be a good Spider-Man. I could be a fucking good Spider-Man with CGI. It's all fucking voice acting.
Well, a lot of people said that because, you know, a lot of people hate Tobey Maguire, which I don't understand because I think he's a great actor. People, go check out Pawn Sacrifice. It just came out. Probably the best performance I've ever seen him. I think he's proven himself as a really great actor. And, you know, when this one came out, people were jumping on the bandwagon. Who's better? And a lot of people said Tobey Maguire was shit. And this one was, Andrew Garfield was better. And, you know, I didn't listen at first, but the second time I took a turn to it and I tried to listen to this because a lot of people said that Andrew Garfield talked more as Spider-Man.
Yeah, he did.
After rewatching this movie, at first I thought I agreed with it. After rewatching the movie, I disagreed with that. He didn't talk at all, actually.
And then Andrew
Garfield. The only scene he really talked in was that car scene when he was in the back seat.
And then. He wasn't. Peter Parker's supposed to be like this.
He didn't talk in that last fight scene.
No, he didn't.
And even in the school fight, he talked for the first bit of it, but then after that, it was done. Which, by the way, the whole talking as Spider-Man thing, which is a great aspect to him, but I think in this movie it proved that it didn't work because that whole time he was talking in the school when they were having that fight, he was getting his ass whipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of that point. It's just like, at this time, I think you should just shut the fuck up then.
Yeah, and Peter Parker's supposed to be like this, big-time nerd, you know, outcast of school.
He's not supposed to display his powers like he was doing in this fucking
film,
that's for sure.
This Peter Parker, he looked like an average guy.
Yeah, he looked like an average kid, yeah.
Yeah, so that wasn't the Peter Parker that we know of.
He just looked like, you know what he looked like? He looked like he wanted to be an outcast, not that people were treating him as an outcast.
Right, and people were like, you know, I had that girl coming up to him, can you take a photo of my boyfriend's car?
And he looked down about it, too, and just like, what's wrong with that? I mean, yeah, she complimented you, dude, go with it, work with it, shit.
Shit.
So that's a great in right there. Yeah. Oh my right. God.
No compliments. Yeah, the biggest compliment he got was a freak. Come on, shit. He got no fucking compliments. This dude was getting compliments from the beginning of the fucking film. And then even when his when Uncle Ben died, people was feeling sorry for him and shit. They was coming out. I was like, man, shit, you got a lot of people here supporting you. I think it's just you separate yourself from people.
Yeah, it's true. He
misunderstood.
No one
can understand the pain that he goes through.
Oh, because he didn't know his father. What? Okay. Now, granted, I understand his chip on his shoulder, stuff like his father and stuff, but he had an uncle and aunt that took care of him and raised him and shit. Why does he treat them like shit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think he had a better relationship with Ben than May. Or
yeah, obviously.
But I just...
You know what would have made that better, though, as have Aunt May gave him shit for that night that he ran out and slammed the door and shit, because it was his fault why Uncle Ben got shot, because he decided to throw a fucking temper tantrum, leaves the house, and then Uncle Ben goes following after him. Which, by the way, why the fuck would he go following after him?
You're right, right.
Why? I was like, okay. And then, like, he's walking the streets of New York talking about, Peter, it's like, look at this, New York. Okay, shit.
And then then what? Ben Parker, who's probably about 50 in the movie, he's going to take on a guy that's like probably about 20 with a gun?
Oh, that was the most embarrassing fucking scene in this whole goddamn movie. What was so embarrassing about it was Uncle Ben, in the original, which I love, is that he was just in the wrong place, wrong time. This Uncle Ben literally sees a gun falls down. Don't know if this guy's a criminal or an undercover cop or nothing. He just goes, hey, and then attacks this dude with the gun. I'm just like, no, I don't give a damn if you white, Indian, Eskimo, black. No motherfucker would do that in New York.
Right. Right.
Like, oh, shit. He's got guns. Nobody would do this. Nobody.
You're right.
They had a full description of this dude, of his tattoo and all that shit. I'm like, where the fuck did they get that from?
Oh my god! I literally laughed at that because you're right. Nobody would fucking do that.
And then you got Peter Parker running the streets of New York looking for dudes with. I love it because he goes to the so-called streets. I'm like, dude, you're in Queens. All of Queens is the streets. I'll be looking for this dude for forever. Come on.
Oh, and I loved how he thought of the idea for the mask because he heard the one criminal saying he knows who he's seen his face, and then he falls in the wrestling ring.
This Peter Parker did not give a fuck about anyone's safety at all.
No. Not even in the bridge scene where he held up all the cars. I'm like, how are the cops supposed to get that?
I said the same. because he saves that kid, but I was like, isn't that doctor still in there? Isn't Ifrin Khan still in there? I mean, still in that car, ain't he? Because you don't see that character after that no more.
No. Yeah, he doesn't
go after him or nothing.
No, it seemed like he was going to play a big role, but then he just got dropped.
Yeah, which by the way, he's probably the best actor in this whole film too. And I don't mean like his performance in this film. I think he's personally out of this movie. I think he's the best actor working in this film. But they treated him like a second. They try to make, you know, that's another thing about these new Spider-Man films is that everyone here looks like a fucking villain. You know, in the second one, you got Harry Osborn. If you couldn't tell, he's going to be a villain. I mean, damn, this dude was sinister from the first fucking scene he pops up in. The same goes with the Lizard in here. That whole scene he was talking to Peter after he became the Lizard the first time, it just screamed evil. I'm just like, dude, he's got evil written on his fucking forehead. There's a giant rat eating another rat in another room. Who the fuck didn't see that?
It's so telegraphed that it's like, it's kind of comical.
But see, that's why it doesn't work, is because this film's trying to be taken more serious and it's still comical. That was the same problem with, like, Man of Steel. That's my problem with any superhero film, except for the Batman, obviously, because that character's supposed to be dark. But superhero films must be light, comical, and have a good time, adventurous, and shit like that. When you make them dark, the silly shit starts to overshadow the realness of it.
Which was a major issue for Man of Steel.
Oh, fuck yeah, because Superman himself has a lot of fucking silly-ass ideas and shit, and to play that shit as if, oh, this could be real or it happens, it's like, nah, this is pretty retarded, actually. Yeah. Same thing for Spider-Man. They try to go that realistic route or something like that and you know, in some scenes, and it's like, look at it, it's silly as shit. I think that's why the Sam Raimi ones are always the stronger ones because it knew what it was. It knew that the source material, and it made it a fun, adventurous film. I thought it was that. Iron Man 2 is probably one of the best superhero films of all time, if you ask me.
You're right. It's one of my favorite Spider-Man movies.
The first superhero that really wanted to give up his powers.
Yep.
Yeah.
That one embodied, like, Spider-Man. It really did. But, like, this... Oh, God, I keep thinking about this fucking movie. And just how terrible it is.
Yeah.
And how fucking whiny.
Did you guys like anything, though? I mean, Sammy, did you like anything?
There was elements that I really enjoyed. You know what? I really do believe that Emma Stone could do a good Gwen Stacy. Given the proper direction.
She's got
given a proper skip. Exactly.
Yeah,
she brings that.
She was a lot more personable than Mary Jane from Sam Raimi's. She had more personality because Kirsten Dunst was just dumb.
I kind of disagree with that.
Really?
I disagree with that. I heavily disagree. Now, probably 3 years ago, I would agree with you, but after rewatching this shit, I disagree with that heavily. And the reason why is because Emma Stone doesn't do shit in this film except follow Peter Parker around.
Yeah.
Mary Jane didn't do that in the first Spider-Man film. She didn't follow Peter Parker around. She was her own woman and shit like that. In here, Gwen Stacy is not her own woman. Everything she does revolves around Peter. That's cool for a sequel. I don't have a problem with that because they've already established their relationship in the first film, just like in the first Spider-Man film. But in here, what do you see Gwen Stacy do that really stood out?
When she went to Oscorp at the end, but that's the only thing that stands out in my mind.
I'm gonna say this right now. That's one of the reasons why I don't like her, is because she does stupid shit like that, though. Mary Jane was put in situations that she shouldn't have been in. She didn't do it herself or anything. She didn't volunteer to go do it. It's almost as if this series was setting up. It was like you said earlier, it was telegraphed to tell you that Gwen Stacy dies. Everybody knows. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. My favorite superhero. I have that issue on my wall in my office, in the Movie Spoiler Studios, whatever, of Spider-Man, the death of Gwen Stacy. Big-ass poster on my wall, whatever and shit, framed and everything.
Yep.
In the highest. That is one of my favorite books of all time. And you can tell in this series, they telegraphed her death so much, especially in that second one, that opening speech she gave. In this one, she volunteers in both movies to be in harm's way, even though she knows her boyfriend is Spider-Man and should be able to handle himself, but she wants to lend a hand and help, and she worries about why. What can she do that he can't? It's almost as if they dumbed down his brain and said, oh, he needs her because she's smarter than him, which is definitely not true either.
Huh, that's pretty good.
A lot of people like to think that, oh, because, you know, this woman's doing something, that makes her a strong character or whatever. You don't look at the logic of it, though. Yeah, she's strong because she's standing up to Peter saying, I'm going to do this or not, but she's also fucking stupid. No woman would put themselves in harm's way. The fact, I can see if it's a regular human, but this is a fucking creature. Okay?
Right,
I am. A fucking creature. Sammy, if I was Spider-Man, you was my girlfriend, and I told you I'm heading to this building, I need you to get out of the bin right now because this villain is coming over and shit like that, would you stay?
No dick's that good.
Thank you. Okay, then. So,
hey, think of the second one. At the end of the second one, she went to go with Electro.
Which is why I said they telegraphed her death. Her death and her father's death couldn't be telegraphed more so than ever in these films. That's why I don't think she... Maybe her performance was better than Mary Jane throughout the series or whatever. Because I know a lot of people got tired of her in the third one or whatever and shit. Maybe that was better. I don't think she's a better character, though, than Mary Jane in the original.
I don't know, she's there
to let you know she's going to die.
Yeah, I mean, actress-wise, Emma Stone's a lot better than Kirsten Dunst, but...
No, that's not true.
No?
Emma Stone plays the same goddamn role in every fucking film. Come on now, let's be real.
Well, I don't know.
No, bring it up. Let's go over her track record. Does she not play the same character in every fucking film?
She's the quirky girl.
Easy A.
That's not me saying I don't like her. I love her. But does she not play the same character in every film she's been in?
Yeah. How was I never seen Gangster Squad? How was she in Gangster Squad?
Oh my god. she's like this character.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then you're probably right then.
At least now Kristen Dunst may not have the better track record on her, but you can say Kristen Dunst at least tried different projects. She tried different performances and stuff like that.
Okay.
She goes out of her elements, whereas in Emma Stone is just Like Sam,
she's typecast. They found her niche. That she found it, and that's what she fits, and that's she's really good at it. Because some actors have a range of abilities. She does not. She is the one singular thing, and she can do it. Do it well. Yeah,
she can do it well. Yeah.
Oh no! Don't get me wrong. I grant she could do it well, but do we know if she's a good actress or not? Because we haven't yet seen her pull off anything very dramatic or anything like that.
No, I think
Kristen Dunst. We've seen her play the action sidekick. We've seen her play dramas. We've seen her play sci-fi films. We've seen her do a lot of shit. Whatever. We know the range of Kristen Dunst. We don't know the range of Emma Stone yet. We just know that she's a likable, quirky girl.
What was The Help? The closest drama.
Oh fuck that movie!
I know you hate that movie.
That movie can eat a fucking giant-sized dick. Fuck that movie.
Oh, my God.
Fucking spider dick.
Spider dick.
A spider dick. A giant spider dick. Fucking...
A giant spider dick from Enemy. There you go.
I'm surprised there that wasn't go. In here.
Fucking giant spider dick, whatever. Love Emma Stone. Love her. But I've yet to see that girl do something very different now.
Is the boat, like, sailing on her? For you, or
I don't think it's selling on me, but it's more of so it's just like, okay, I've seen every fucking movie you've been in. You're constantly coming out with new movies and shit like that. I've yet to see you do anything different at this point now. And it's like I'm starting to think that you really don't have much range. I think probably Birdman. I'm getting more tired so of her performances now. Wise, it's like okay, you always gonna play this quirky girl and shit like that. Because I think you can be better, but you're not really proving yourself right now.
Yeah. I mean, she's had a good track record, but...
I'll give her that, yeah. She's had a great track... Well, I ain't gonna say great. I fucking hate The Help, so...
She's had a respectable track record.
I don't even know if that's respectable. She's had a safe track record. There you go.
Okay, safe.
It's very safe, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
safe track record. I've seen Kristen Dunst do a lot more shit, and I'm just like, this wasn't for you, or whatever, shit like that. Yeah, this is a movie, this sci-fi movie called Upside Down. Cool concept. Shit is weird and out there as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I remember a movie you're talking about.
Yeah, tensions written all over it and everything, whatever, and shit like that. Very different for Kristen Dunst, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but it looks good.
And don't watch it. Don't watch it. Yeah,
hey.
Talk about movies that don't have an ending. Yeah, that's one of them. Fuck the ending in that shit.
What?
I'll say I like something about this. I like Captain Stacy.
I did too. I was just about to say it.
Captain Stacy. Oh, Dennis Leary for the win, right?
I'm a big Dennis Leary fan.
I'm fucking insulting at the end of this fucking movie, though. I remember when I first saw this movie in theaters, I was like, all right, maybe I'll give this kid, because, you know, I was done with Andrew Garfield, because I was like, his performance, well, the motor acting they got him doing, I was like, he's a disrespectful little punk and shit like that. But then we respected Captain Stacy's wishes. I was like, all right, man, I'll give you a chance now for that second one. Then the movie just ended. Some promises are meant to be broken. I was like, oh, fuck you.
Oh my God.
Which a blurt ending was worse, this one or the second one?
Oh, this one. Oh, this one was more insulting. I thought it was generally insulting, whatever, just because I'm a... You know, a fan of the book and stuff like that. And him and Captain Stacy has history and shit like that. But I don't know. It's just something about seeing a dying man, the dying father of the girl you supposedly love and shit. He died to help you and shit like that. He asked you to do one promise or whatever that, trying not to get, you know, my daughter involved with this. And then you see this shit happen. He's just like, wow, this dude is just disrespectful. I mean, just, I don't know, you know fucking Captain Stacy's cussing that boy out from hell right now. Shit. Hey, come on. And then to see her die in the second one, it's just like, yeah, well, you know, it sucks on you then, shit.
Then the third one should have been Captain Stacy haunting Peter Parker.
I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't have minded to see that third one, because I would have loved to see the after effects of how he dealt with her dead.
That would have been, then was Mark Webb attached to that?
Yes.
I don't know. He's had one good movie.
Yeah. Well, I can say this right now for a fact. These aren't director films anymore. These are studio films. Sony puts all hands and knees.
Was this like the new Fantastic Four where the studio pretty much directed it?
Yep. Josh Trank directed that shit. Come on. I don't give a fuck.
I still, Chronicle, man. I still...
Fuck Chronicle.
You love Chronicle. Shut up.
I like it too, but fuck that. That don't mean shit. That shit. Anybody can make one good film. Look at Neil Blomkamp. He made District 9. That motherfucker ain't made a good movie since then.
It's true.
He probably made the most racist movie of the year with Chappie. Shit, I mean, come on, shit.
Oh, God.
How you go from District 9 to Chappie?
I'm thinking about Mark Webb's, like, series. Like, he did 500 Days of Summer, right?
Yeah, it's the only good movie.
Best romantic comedy films, one of the best romantic comedy films of all time, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's right, because I love that movie.
So why the fuck did they choose him for The Amazing Spider-Man? Clearly, yes, he can only direct
that.
Oh.
Wait, what'd you say?
Because he had Webb in his name, that's why.
Oh, shit.
No, you know why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you a direct reason why too. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I got it from the head source, maybe I didn't. You'll never know whatever where I get my sources from. But it's because, you guys just said it right now, he had one film, which was 500 Days of Summer. 500 Days was an indie film. Nobody knew this guy, nobody knew his name or anything like that. Easy for a studio to walk over and get what they wanted out of him, because Sam Raimi, they got what they wanted out of him, which was Spider-Man 3, and Sam Raimi told him, I hated Spider-Man 3, and now I'm going to do it my way, and they got rid of his ass. They needed someone to play ball with. Sam Raimi was Mark Webb was an up-and-coming director. Who would turn down Spider-Man if he was an up-and-coming director, and the studio said, but we are going to be more involved than you will be? Would you still turn it down? Hell no. You know, your name is attached to this. I mean, you're either going to make a shitload of money, or are you going to get some praise for it, or you're just attached to something. You know you got a job for the next 5 to 7 years or something like that.
That's a very good point, because the studio can walk all over you, and what's the director going to do, quit?
What are you going to do? And have you seen him work on anything else besides 500 Days? Nobody's looking for Mark Webb.
Right.
Nobody. Oh, well, no, he... Didn't he direct the pilot for the Limitless series?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Fuck.
Fuck. That's such a huge, that's a huge upcoming right there from Spider-Man to Limitless. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bradley Cooper is a part of that.
It's going up, man, from here. That's not to say that Limitless is a bad show or anything like that. I'm just saying. It's just like, yeah. You're choosing for Spider-Man, I gotta do some TV pilot. Ain't that a bitch?
That is a major, like, step down.
I should be doing fucking Justice League or some shit like that. I shouldn't be doing fucking a TV pilot. A pilot that people don't watch. Pilots are something that people stream on their goddamn tablets and shit like that. Nobody watches pilots.
No,
it
is a step down, because I don't know how much money. Look, I don't know how much both Spider-Mans made, but it's got to be over $1 billion.
Oh, probably a fuck of a lot, because
So, and then he goes and does a pilot. That's pretty much like I'm done. That's pretty much like quitting.
Pretty much, because you know his name never got really brought up in this whole Marvel Sony deal.
No, because Sam Raimi's always going to be brought up for the originals. His name's always going to be brought up.
Well, Sam Raimi's more of an established director, to say the least. Or I don't think Mark Webb has left his mark in the industry yet to be that known director or anything like that. You know, he doesn't have the name as, you know, the Sam Raimi or, you know, Christopher Nolan or even, you know, Quentin Tarantino or. Even Zack Snyder, for that matter, or whatever. He doesn't have any of that name or shit like that. But I think he's a capable director. But, yeah, you know, I mean, clearly, as all of us can see, that these were studio films.
I just read.
Spider-Man films have been studio films since fucking Spider-Man 3.
And I just read that he also directed ads for Age of Ultron.
Yeah, the ads.
I'm like, wow, yeah. He really went.
Motherfucker's doing ass.
He's just taking jobs now. He's just like, fuck, I gotta pay the rent now.
Oh my God, did Sony screwed him? Sony really ended his life.
I like how you find that funny. That's funny.
No, it's seriously, like, did Sony blackball him or something?
They did more than that to him. Come on now. Come on now. I mean, Sony does more than blackball you, shit. Come on now, this is the same. Oh wait, I can't bring this. Never mind. Come on now, it's Sony. I mean, we've seen Sony's track record. It's Sony. I mean, the only one they haven't put their hands in yet is James Bond. which I'm sure that's going to happen sometime in a few nearby future, but...
Oh, my God.
And then Josh...
People forget that James Bond belongs to Sony now, so...
And Josh Trank's pretty much... Well, he's digging his own grave, but...
Josh Trank digged his own grave when he quit Star Wars.
Well, he's been, well, when I read all those stuff about him in Fantastic Four...
He's just making... I take that back. He didn't quit. He got fired.
Fired.
He got fired.
Fucking can't, because they said nobody won't work with Joe. Plus, you work for the enemy called Fox, so...
Mm. But there's not...
I just didn't like this Peter Parker. He's not wholesome. He's not humble. He's not... I mean, there's no good quality of him.
Did you see him as more of a douchebag?
He's a fucking douchebag. There you go. You just said it right. He's a fucking douchebag. I mean, what? This girl invites you to her home for our first date? I was just like, Jesus Christ. I was like, we jumping the gun here. Like, what?
And he does...
That's some next level shit right there. That is, like, next level.
Level 5 clinger.
Like, she barely, like, they barely just established what their names were in, like, 2 scenes ago. And all of a sudden... She's inviting him to, and knowing that her dad, the chief of police or whatever and shit, and she don't know if this kid, I mean, she knows that he's, what he does in school, like, stands up for the nerds or whatever, but she don't know this kid outside of that environment or whatever and shit. He could be the worst kind of fucking asshole outside this bitch ever, and she invites him over for dinner?
And he doesn't even come to the front door, he comes up her fire escape?
Yeah, exactly! Come to the front door, shut Great job, Peter.
This was the weirdest relationship in, I think, in any superhero movie.
You know, I really like when kissing you. What the fuck was that?
And then this was their first date, and he tells her he's Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing, too. I was just like, he's like, I got something I really want to tell you, and I got to tell you this, whatever. I was like, well, damn, dude, shit, man, hold the brakes. It's almost like you said, he's a douchebag. He did it to make himself look cooler. Then that awkward look she had on her face when he webbed her over, I was just like, this is the most awkward-ass kiss ever. It's just awkward. Like, everything about their relationship is just weird, not a place.
It was. It's such a... I just can't believe it's how their chemistry didn't transpire on film.
Daily Bugle in the shadows and shit.
What? Where the fuck was JJ?
They did a... Oh, you can't replace... You just can't replace the original
JJ. No, you can't.
You just can't. That guy is a fucking goldmine. But they show a newspaper that says the Daily Bugle, reward for seeing the lizard. They ain't never talked about it again.
Thankfully, that would have got more hate if they replaced the JJ.
One of those comic book characters that guy was born to play that role.
Yeah, and I'm kind of going with what you said about the fight scenes with Spider-Man and the Lizard. They were cool. I liked the school one, but I hated the Stan Lee cameo because that fight in the background looked really cool, but you're focusing more on Stan Lee.
One other thing too, I didn't like. I'm not a fan. I don't like this in video games. I don't really care for it. I don't like POV shots.
No.
I don't know why you would want to do a POV web slinging with Spider-Man. That doesn't make no. You want to see Spider-Man web slinging? What the fuck?
What did you?
It was see him web sling.
What it was so out of place. It was just like crowbarred in there. It's kind of like that fucking shot in The Hobbit where they did the POV in the fucking barrels.
Oh,
like, no, it's completely unnecessary. I don't need to see that shit.
I think Spider-Man was one of the original ones, was one of the first big superhero films to come out and shit. And I remember the excitement we had for it was being able to see Peter Parker web sling from here to there and flips and do all this stuff. And the POV shot was so jarring to your head because you just see a body moving and shit like that, but you don't get to see Spider-Man doing the tricks and stunts and shit. It was like, okay, y'all just did this shit to be different now. I mean, now, granted, I don't have a problem being different, but damn, shit, you just took out the one cool aspect of Spider-Man when he's alone and not fighting villains and shit like that. I don't see anything now. It's terrible looking.
Mm-hmm. What did
you... It wasn't cool at all. It had no factor to it or whatever. I mean... That was one of the most memorable things of the original, the first Spider-Man when it came out, was the web slinging looked awesome. It looked cool as shit here. You guys remember any web slinging moment in this film?
The end, when it looked like he was going to, like, impale himself. Wait.
Oh, yep.
Wait.
I thought you were talking about when he cranes.
Oh, I was just about to bring that up.
Lined up how to the web sling to the Oscorp.
How stupid was that?
You know, it's funny because I made a joke about that in a review that Hotel Transylvania, the first one, did the same thing in that movie.
That was the most stupidest scene probably in the entire movie.
Which, by the way, they both were Sony films, so Sony's also recycling plots as well.
What did you guys prefer? Tobey Maguire's web slinging where it came out of his wrist, or the homemade?
It didn't make a difference. Like, they made it such a big deal before this movie came out, talking about, oh, he's going to have the web shooters and shit like that. But it was like, well, they never showed him running out of web. They didn't show it in both films. They never showed him running out of web. They never showed anything else he could do differently with it. It's like, it really didn't fucking matter, to be honest. And why was the lizard holding Spider-Man up? That nigga can stick to the wall. I mean, come on now. Like, making this struggle, like, oh, is Peter going to fall? It's like,
and
like, yeah, they made such a big deal about the web shooters not being organic anymore and stuff like that. It was just like, there's no really difference here. He never ran out of web in this film. They broke at the end, but at that point, you didn't need him anymore. So it's like, you know, I mean,
and
there was not one that was better or the other. I mean, it was just there.
It seemed like they had to keep forcing
that. They just wanted to be different, once again.
Well, they kind of forcing the whole Oscorp thing, that Oscorp pretty much controls the world type of thing.
That was the stupidest fucking element of this whole series, was the whole Oscorp thing. Anybody, by the way, too, I know some people don't like stingers at the end of, like, the, I guess Fox does it, too, for the Fox Marvel movies or anything like that. I don't mind them that much, whatever. I mean, people that get pissed off, you ain't got nobody to be pissed off but your own damn self. It's like, why the fuck would you sit through credits for a fucking stinger and then get mad? It's like, that's your fucking fault. But anyway, do you guys give a fuck about that stinger at the end of this one, though?
No, I actually thought it was, fuck, the original Green Goblin. I can't think of his name.
William Dafoe.
I really thought that was him at the end.
Why? It looked nothing like him.
I think it was the voice.
It didn't even sound like
him. No, it didn't sound like him at all. What the fuck are you saying?
I swear I thought it was him.
That dude was short, too. I mean, William Dafoe got some height on him.
Was it the same guy in the second one?
Okay. Well, my question is, because I remember I saw that, I didn't give a fuck about that stinger. I don't know if it's because I didn't like the movie at the time, but I was just like, I have no idea who that is, and I really don't give a fuck neither. Did you guys give a fuck at all who that might have been or care?
No. I had no fucks give. I was just like, oh, dark, shadowy figure. I'm like, fuck off. What is this going to lead up to, really, though? What is the payoff of that?
Even Mark Webb had some, like, they were interviewing about who that might have been. He was just like, stay tuned for the sequel. That'll show you everything. It's like, the sequel didn't show shit. It didn't show shit of who that was.
I mean, this one, I mean, Connors wasn't in the second one.
Why not? they tried to make him such, like, a big character at the end of this film. Like, he knew some secrecy about Peter's underground railroad train that his dad left for him and shit like that, you know?
Oh, you know what I thought?
What the fuck?
You know what I thought of when he was going to put the chemicals all over New York and change everyone? Mm. That's the same fucking plot as Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, shit. I do even fucking better. Why are the cops, after announcing that the lizard is running the streets with a biological chemical weapon right now, why are the cops still chasing Spider-Man then? All you gotta say is biological weapon after 9/11 in New York, and I don't give a damn if you a kid, cops gonna be on your ass, but yet they're still chasing Spider-Man.
Well, it's kind of like in Dark Knight Rises, they said...
That's why I like that movie, though. So that's
well, they like, go after the Batman, fuck Bane, go after Batman.
Well, no.
Who went after Batman? What?
Who's going after Batman?
The cops, when Batman was chasing them, when they were after the stock market thing... The one lead cop, or detective, whatever the fuck he was, said go after the Batman.
He was Bane, though, at the time, and he didn't have a biological weapon, though. What?
Well, he had hostages. He had a hostage.
But he got away.
I don't know. It's a stupid cliche thing.
Nowhere near the same, man. Making up shit now?
No, I'm not making shit up, but...
Are you getting this shit confused with Batman Begins with the fucking Scarecrow?
Now that one makes more sense, man. I would go with that one, but the dirt, come on now. These guys, just the stock exchange. They think they're just regular crooks at this time. It's almost damn near the beginning of the film. But Batman, who's been hunted down or whatever, he's a fucking on America's Most Wanted list in here or whatever shit. I mean, one is bigger than the other, what I'm saying. And Spider-Man in this movie is not bigger than a dude with a fucking giant lizard with a biological weapon in his hand in New York after fucking 9/11. Come on now. This dude is walking around with a fucking biological chemical gas going around. They talking about don't lose Spider-Man. What?
And how did Gwen Stacy make the antidote so fast?
How the fuck did they even know what an antidote would be? They never even took a blood sample from this dude. when that was one of the things that baffled me too, because like Sammy said, I can't remember a lot of things, but I remember this is one of the movies I got to do commentary on because every scene has some fucked up plot or whatever or something like that. But that scene where he calls her and said, "Can you get to Oscorp and make an antidote?" An antidote of what? What am I making this antidote out of? What of though, Peter? Make it out of my ass? Make an ass juice antidote? What is this? Not only just an antidote, but an antidote that can shoot up into the sky and cure everyone. Where the fuck did that come from?
So how the fuck smart do you have to be for that to work?
She has a full-time job at Oscorp, because damn.
And she's a high school senior and she's the head intern too?
Yes.
She's creating antidotes. She needs to be running the fucking place. She needs to be fucking running the place. How the fuck is she an intern?
And wasn't Connors like his teacher in Spider-Man 2? His professor?
Yeah, well, he's his teacher. Yes. About the comics and all that shit. Dr. Connors was always his teacher and shit. And the best thing about Dr. Connors is you got to know him over the years, whatever and shit, with that the whole arm injury and stuff. And him and Peter grew to be like almost like I said, a father figure for Peter and stuff in a way. And here it just. It don't even fit like that. It's just like I said. It's just another fucking villain or whatever with no chemistry whatsoever. Even that awkward-ass moment where Dr. Connors is asking him, where'd you come up with this formula? He's just like pouting his lips and, the brain. And it's like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that was a spot-on Garfield impression. You notice that he has not done shit since Spider-Man 2?
I don't know if you noticed, but I wasn't going for an extra in Spider-Man 2. I was trying to take that nigga's job, so...
But Andrew Garfield has literally dropped off the earth since Spider-Man 2.
A movie came out this week.
This week?
Yeah.
Was it 99 Homes?
Yep. There you go.
Oh, Michael Shannon. Oh.
Yeah, Michael Shannon and Andrew Garfield, and it's been getting a lot of critical praise too. Played at a couple of film festivals, and people have been loving it. So, yep.
Good for him. He's got work.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck him. He ruined Spider-Man for me.
Seriously. Who else was up for Spider-Man than him?
I don't remember at this time who was up for Spider-Man. I was hoping it would have been me, but obviously that didn't happen, so.
Because.
Yeah, up for it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think he was the right. He was not the right choice. Oh, Aaron Johnson.
Ugh. Hell no.
Oh, God, no.
No, he was a good kick-ass, but.
He's
alright. And the kid from Percy Jackson.
Wasn't he brought up for this new one that too as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn, that must suck for that kid. That kid brought up twice.
He can always do Percy Jackson.
Again. Is this kid gonna get brought up again and not get the job?
He can always do Percy Jackson.
I think he would have been fine.
He looks like a nerd.
Better? Maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say if he would have been better or worse or whatever, but I think he would have been fine. I mean, I'm not a fan of those Percy Jackson films, or really, I don't think his performance really stands out in them, but I think he has the certain look to him that could pull off the Peter. At this point, I really don't give a fuck who plays Peter Parker no more, as long as I got my good Spider-Man film, so I'm good.
Who I thought would have been...
Well, the internet lost their goddamn mind with trying to get Donald Glover to be Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck him. that's another thing that pissed me off by the fucking internet. He's black! Get him! Get him! Now, you don't know if this nigga's right or nothing like that. You don't know. For one, he's too goddamn old to play fucking Miles Morales, alright? Shit. Miles Morales is 9 years old.
You know who I thought would have been a great Spider-Man? Joseph.
Yeah, the black nigga from Captain Phillips?
No, Joseph Gordon. I am your captain. No, Joseph Gordon.
Oh, you stole it from me. I've said that plenty of times.
I know, but when you said that, I kind of like, I was picturing, I'm like, he could do it.
Well, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He can play the nerd, like up to a good hand and stuff like that. And also, once he gets bit by the bar, he can play the cool aspect of it as well. I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he's got the face made for a fucking superhero film. They just, I don't know. I guess at that time he's working with DC still and shit for, you know, Dark Knight Rises and shit. So,
yeah.
At least both came out the same year. And both were very disappointing, but.
They're true.
Z's thought it was the best movie of the year, but, you know.
No, it wasn't. It was.
How about final thoughts, though? Z, go ahead and give me final thoughts. Well, actually, you know what? You got anything positive to say about the film?
Dennis Leary was obviously the best of this whole movie.
Yeah.
I'm a big Dennis Leary fan. This is actually different Dennis Leary to what I've seen before, but I still like him a lot.
He dies.
He dies, right.
He died in an uneventful way, too, by the way.
I would say there's
no... overshadowed, because he just got stabbed, and then the camera just shot off of him, and it's just like, ah, dude.
I would say there's no build to it.
No, and it's a huge death in the books and show as well, so I don't know why, like, the camera kind of just zooms off of it once he gets caught up and throws his body, and you don't even see the body roll.
Did like it that. Seem like Captain Stacy and Peter Parker had, like, a father-son moment at the end?
It seemed like they had more respect for each other, which was outlandish because they only had, like, three scenes together, and this was the third scene together and shit.
That's right. That's why I'm like, that seems a little forced, too. Like, this whole movie seems forced.
Well, because it is
forced. It is.
I mean, I ain't even trying to make a joke about it. It is. They ain't got no choice but to make these movies now, so unless they want to give one of their moneymakers up, so and it ain't going to happen. So, yeah, it was forced. Sam, you got anything positive to say?
No.
Fuck Dennis Leary.
No, because he couldn't even fucking save this movie. What are they doing to Spider-Man? What is Sony doing? Just give it up. I understand that it's probably taking them, what, $700 million a pop? I get it. Yeah, I get it. But at the same time, you're ruining it. One of my most beloved characters, and you just can't fucking get it right.
You know Spider-Man what?
Is one of the most simple characters that you can fucking put together. You get some nerdy fucking white kid. You get some red hair fucking broad.
That's and
you
like fucking
throw them in. There you go.
Yeah, all in one. You Peter Parker and Mary Jane. There you go.
Here we go. I can fucking do it. I could do a better job than this fucking movie. Fuck, I can probably shoot a better Spider-Man in my backyard. Damn. Are you kidding me? Fuck God, this damn. Movie.
You know what? Sony doesn't give a shit. They only care about the money. And this proved it. No, nothing's wrong with it, but this proved it.
Hey, well, you gotta pay for you want. You gotta pay for this fucking shit. Hey, I'm all about that money too when it comes to
Spider-Man. You're right. But this proved that they don't give a... And the second one even made it worse. That they don't give a fuck.
Well,
about
yeah, when you're stealing plot point from Batman Forever, then yeah, I mean, it goes show you don't give a fuck, yeah. Man, I didn't think we'd never see a superhero film like that again, and then Spider-Man 2 came out, and you're just like, oh, shit.
And I'm kind of surprised they have more villains in this, the way the fucking, how it should have, could have belt, you know, done.
It had Efren Khan, even though he vanished after the bridge scene. He was a villain. Didn't you see the smirks he was giving Doc Connor? He was a villain. That guy in the shadows. He's a villain. They had what else did they have? They had the guy that shot his uncle. He's a villain.
Yeah, and they dropped that fast, too.
Uncle Ben. He's a villain.
What?
He's a villain of stupidity. There
oh,
go.
Okay. Going after a guy with a gun.
Garfield, he got his uncle shot over a bottle of Nesquik.
What a fucking dick.
That better be the most delicious-ass fucking chocolate milk I've ever had. I will say one aspect I did like, though, of the whole death is, but they fucking ruined it when they played it twice. They should have ended the movie with him listening to Uncle Ben's voicemails.
That would have been sweet.
And
because after he dies, Peter plays him immediately, and then they play it again at the end of the movie. They should have had him feel guilty. Which they don't have that in here. That was one of the fucking problems there. Like in the original ones, Peter Parker always felt guilty for Uncle Ben's death. And here he doesn't feel guilty at all. He's just on vengeance, revenge. He's not fucking Batman, by the way. I don't know why they would do that to him. But I said, I think they should have ended the movie with him not feeling so much guilty anymore and feeling that he has these new powers. And then he should have played the voicemails. The movie should have wrapped up with his voice being told in the background.
That would have worked, but you can't tell me that you get a long voicemail like that. I never. It's impossible. I never got along.
I was trying to figure out when did he leave that voicemail, like, because he was talking about come home, Peter, or whatever.
What, I wonder if it was at when he went in and pick up May.
No, because it should have been like, you motherfucker, go pick up your Aunt May, whatever. So it should have been more like that, I would assume, right? I'm guessing it was the one where he slammed the door and left. But it was like, I guess he went chasing right after him. I don't know if he was leaving a voice, but then he got shot, though. So I don't know when the fuck he left those voicemails there. Oh, maybe it was the one where he first got bit and he was doing parkour in the subway.
Ah, maybe. This is this
that
whole
scene, by the way.
This whole movie is like confusing because there's so many questions you ask at pretty much after every scene. Like when he threw the football, why didn't anybody question that?
Why didn't anybody question him anything he did in school?
Breaking a backboard. That's an everyday thing.
Awesome.
This is an absolutely, I can't believe I'm going to say, a boring superhero movie. I was bored by it.
Why are you shocked by that? We had Man of Steel.
But you weren't bored by
Fantastic Four.
Green Lantern.
Damn it. I try to forget about those.
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, what came out the same year as this, too.
No, but Nicolas Cage hasn't even probably watched that movie.
Actually, I take that back. That wasn't boring. That was some absolute ridiculous shit. That was beyond boring. I take that back, so never mind. Great superhero year of 2012. Dark Knight Rises, Amazing Spider-Man, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. And a little film called The Avengers as well. But you know,
That didn't do too good.
No, I saw that.
This movie's getting a straight fuck it. It really... This movie is just...
Shit.
It is, because there's no, besides Dennis Leary, there is no positives in this movie. I mean, yeah, this is absolutely worse than Spider-Man 3, and I hated that movie.
I don't even hate Spider-Man 3. I think people ride that movie way too fucking hard. Spider-Man 3 has a lot of mistakes in it, but there's a lot of good moments in it as well.
I think because the high hopes on Spider-Man 2.
No, I think it's the high hopes because of fucking Venom. That's what that shit was. See, that was Spider-Man 3 is a official film of a studio and fan fucking film. That's why fans don't know what the fuck they be talking about. So I'm like, oh, I want this to happen. It's just like, yeah, shut the fuck up. Because when it comes to Sony and fans, my God. My God, man. Sony and fans, man, they go neck and neck. Fans was begging for fucking Venom. Just begging. And it's just like, Sam Raimi came out a couple of times saying, I don't know nothing about this character. I will not put him in my movie because I don't know what to do with him. And I don't think he's that interesting of a character. Sony came in and said, well, look here. You want to get paid. You under our contract right now. You're going to put Venom in this fan. The fan's been asked for it. You're going to do it. I don't see why you would do that to a director, personally.
Pretty much forcing a character.
You, I don't know what I'm doing with a character. You make him do it in there. It's like, well, then what the fuck did you expect?
Not only that, you do that under the guise of some... a director who can do this, who you know can do this.
Well, the more something thing about it, too, though, is that he's delivered two great films beforehand and both made money and critically was highly successful in both critical and financial. It's like, so why would you fuck him over at the last straw like that?
Because Venom was probably the most forced character in comic book history?
No. That title still goes to, what's that bitch name? Lois Lane. Yeah, that goes to her. Yep, goes to her.
And Sandman wasn't that great either.
No, not at all. I didn't mind the performance, but the story arc they had going in there, it was just too much to handle at once.
Where he killed Uncle
the original Lord. the original Sam Raimi movie, he just wanted to do Harry Osborn's Green Goblin.
Yeah,
and he should have stuck to that because that would have been so good. Even the concepts that he had for the way the Green Goblin looked were spot on. If there's somebody out there who wants to get the Spider-Man franchise and put Sam Raimi in it and just go do what you want, it's going to be good.
Sony really, I ain't gonna lie, Sony fucked him over with that, and to the point that it's like, wow, well, I wouldn't give a fuck neither. I would just make that shit like they said and be like, be on my bottom of the business. Fuck them, man, shit. A lot of people like to blame Sam Raimi for that. It's just like, that's not his fucking fault. Trust me on that. That's Sony's fault.
Yeah. And what are they gonna, he does his own thing, and what are they gonna do? Pay millions of dollars to reshoot?
And at that point, if I was Sam Raimi, I wouldn't give a shit either. I'd be like, alright, fuck it. You want him? Fuck it. I'll give it to you. Now, here you go. In all its glory. In all its glory.
This is what you wanted. Here you go.
Personally, I don't I didn't want Venom in a film anyway. I probably was the only hardcore Spider-Man fan that didn't want Venom in a film. I think the symbiote idea is just, that's just when you're stretching way too far for one movie, if you ask me.
Yeah. For one movie, yeah.
Yeah, they really like shoehorned the whole Venom thing in.
Well, because, especially because that trilogy already had so much things leading up to.
Green Goblin,
just
right?
Just to throw randomly Venom in there, that's what kind of fucked up. It's just like, you know, you still got to settle this thing with Harry. There's a lot of things going on with Mary Jane and him still. The whole, you know, death of certain characters and stuff like that. There's a lot more things going on in this universe already. And they introduced Venom at this point in this time frame of wrapping this trilogy up. Or if he was continuing to go on, if he was, which he probably was until, you know, Sony fucked him over. I think it was just too much to put in there, if you ask me.
Right. Yeah, Sammy said it best that Green Goblin would have been the perfect villain for 3 because they led up to it.
Yeah.
Yep. It would have been perfect.
Plus the relationship between Toby and James Franco was fucking perfect compared to Andrew and Dane DeHaan.
Yeah, it was. I think Dana Hines... I think he's decent as an actor.
Yeah.
But he just outperformed part of Andrew Garfield.
He's the male version of Emma Stone.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
He is.
Yeah. You guys ever see that interview with James Franco where they asked him if he watched the new Spider-Man film?
No.
And he kind of just like, he was like, he laughed that shit off and said, no, why would I watch that? I was the better. He pretty much told that guy in the room what was the better film. James Franco, you get so much praise for that interview. I can't remember who interviewed him or anything, but I remember it was a while ago when I watched it. It was fucking funny as hell. Cause that dude, he just like, he wasn't even sitting in the chair properly. He had his legs crossed, like looking sideways and shit. He was just like, no, why would I watch that? Sammy, final thoughts, though.
Okay, so this movie, obviously you can see Sony's reaching, and Sony just wants to hold on to the property of Spider-Man, and I understand why. $107 million.
Is there a plan right now for that, then, if that's the case?
Yeah, I think so, but they're...
I guess they never know how these things work out, so...
No, they don't. Andrew Garfield was bland. If at all. He was not Peter Parker. He was not Spider-Man. Emma Stone could have been a fucking great Gwen Stacy if she had given the right direction and a fucking better script. Because that every interaction that she had between the two of them just was so... It was disgusting. It made me sick.
Wow. Wow.
What? Okay, did you see anything... Like, besides the chemistry, we've talked about the chemistry all the time, but the fucking lines that they, the conversations that they had were terrible.
Awkward as shit, especially when they first talk or whatever, they're just going back and forth. And, you know, some people are like, oh, that's kind of cute, but it's like, no, because these niggas been dating for 3 years in real life. So it's like, you
it's know, literally
I
like,
expect that from them.
It's really like how the first time they met each other on set was just that scene.
And by the way, nobody acts like that at 17.
No,
nobody. Or 18. Damn near pushing 18 in this movie at this time. Or whatever. So nobody acts like that. No, they just don't.
Nobody does. Nope. So all in all, Sony fucked up. They fucked up Spider-Man. They're going to continuously fuck up Spider-Man until they just release it. Just give the property, give amount of money, give it to a director, and say, do whatever you want and step back and see what happens. Just to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck this movie. Fuck the second one, too. Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel about that second one. So you're giving it a see it, I'm assuming, then, right?
Oh, yeah. So totally. You should totally see this movie. Fuck this movie. No, don't. No, fuck it.
It's true.
Well.
No, fuck it.
True.
Yeah, all right. Wow. You know, it's funny because a lot of people think that, yes, Marvel got Spider-Man back. And I was the only one saying, eh, you keep thinking that if you'd like to then. And sure enough, people are like, oh, P1, you just don't get it now. Spider-Man's back home. And then what happened? Sony got to pick the director and the actor.
So, P1, since you...
Sony is still in control of most of these Spider-Man things. Oh, no. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that because, oh, Marvel's going to have some key elements in there. Key elements don't make movies.
So what exactly is the relationship?
Sony owns everything. That's what the relationship is. Sony owns fucking Spider-Man. The relationship is basically is Marvel gets to use Spider-Man and the Avengers. That's the relationship. When it comes to solo films, Kevin Feige gets to produce them, but other than that, Spider-Man has complete control of who gets to direct it, what direction it goes into, and everything else. That don't sound like a fucking deal to me.
No.
Okay. Oh, but Kevin Feige's producing it. What the fuck does that mean, producing? What does that mean?
Nothing. It's probably just by name. It's probably just by name, because Sony's going to be like, yeah, you work for us.
It's funny because everyone thinks that, oh, doesn't it make sense if Sony did this? Don't even make it. You don't understand the egos up in Sony. People just don't get the ego. They kiss Sony's ass. They put Sony on a pedestal when it comes to the internet, which I don't get anyway for that matter, because they make broken ass PlayStations all the fucking time, and then they tell you about it and then just get glanced over and shit. I had a guy that takes apart PlayStations for a living and shit like that, and he tells me that Sony does this shit on purpose. They make PlayStations where their PlayStation units are put in backwards. That's why they always come out with smaller units 2 years later. Did anybody find that a little odd that they put fans in backwards all the fucking time and then they make little ones? They do that shit on purpose. Sony does this shit with their movies. There's a constant ego boost up in Sony. And people just don't get how high that ego is. They could give a shit less if a fan sees a Spider-Man and Avenger, if they ain't making full profit. Everyone likes to believe that, oh, it's the smartest thing ever to put Spider-Man and the Avengers and let Sony get a cut of that. Sony don't want no fucking cut. They want the full fucking price. Mm. They don't want no price. If you had a character at your studio and some other studio wanted to use him so you can get half the cut, would you want the cut? Especially when you got Spider-Man, such a character such as Spider-Man who has his multiverse of universe here, you know, that's why he was going into this whole Sinister Six black cat movie and shit like Venom movie and all that shit, whatever, because they realize that they have all the characters they need to make a universe. They're just not going in the right direction about it. Sony could give a shit less what Marvel does, but okay, Sony is in complete control when it comes to that shit. As far as my rating goes, my final thoughts is I don't think Andrew Garfield, it's hard to say that he wasn't terrible. I don't know if it was the direction or what. I don't know what it was on him, but I just say his direction that he had wasn't good at all. He's not Peter Parker at the damn sure. And I'm not gonna lie, Spider-Man was kind of fucking annoying, to be honest. Yeah, I did like the car scene he was in when he was talking shit. That was funny. That was cool right there. But when you're getting your ass kicked by the lizard constantly and shit, probably best not to be talking that much shit. Especially because, you know, Spider-Man, usually when he talks shit, he's usually getting inside the villain's head. But I don't know if he noticed inside this guy's head, there's already some fucking dust cloud flying around telling him shit. There's a moment in here where Dr. Connors has a moment where I thought it was him talking, but apparently it's his thoughts talking to him. And I was like, that's some straight up Green Goblin shit right now. That was never the thing with the lizard. I don't even know why they would add that in here. The action scenes I thought were cool. Some of them were. I fucking hated the POV shots. I couldn't stand them. I thought the Uncle Ben death, all of that was just insulting. I thought it was... damn it, I think my rating's about to change now. I was trying not to be like you motherfuckers. Fuck, man. I don't want to think about that. Yo, it's a fucking... God damn, I didn't change my rating on this movie like four fucking times throughout reviewing this shit. Okay. First time it was a rent, and then it dropped the net review to a straight, a low-ass stream, and now it's a fucking... Okay, well... I mean, there's pieces in there that I did like. The Spider-Man stuff, there was some... The fight scene between it was cool and stuff, but... the whole thing, what makes Spider-Man in this movie, it's just fucking flawed to a T. I mean... They pretty much tell you that anyone in this movie could have been Spider-Man if they would have had a freak accident at this lab or something. I mean, one of these spiders could get out. I mean, these spiders still roaming around in Oscorp, so for all I know, one of these spiders could get out one day and bite another dude or something like that. I mean, I don't know. So I think just the whole concept of it is just weak as shit. It's a fuck. I don't like this movie at all. I blame Sammy and Z for making me change my rating. I was going to give it a low stream, man. I was almost there. And then next time I thought about that Uncle Ben death and was like, damn,
just think about it. You just gotta think about the movie.
Hey, I was coming in with
chocolate milk. Fucking, hey, it ain't even fucking cranberry juice either. It's fucking milk. I was like, hey, you gotta be shitting me, dude. Over 7 cents. No, 2 cents. It was two cents. 2 cents. God damn, what an insult.
Hey, I was, after watching it, I was gonna be a low streamer, and then we all made the point, and I went to a fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
People, I had low streaming set in my mind. I remember my first review I did this. Low streaming was the last review that got him, and I was going to give it this one, but, you know, I think about it, it's more insulting. And actually, you know what? I think I hate the movie a little bit more now because all the compliments that I've given to Emma Stone or certain aspects of the film and the first time I saw it, I take all those back now. Emma Stone, everybody said she was better than Mary Jane here. I don't really see it that much. I think it's just because she's more like than Kristen Dunst.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Because her character, what they gave her to do in here, she's playing a background. Now, I'm not to say that Kristen Dunst wasn't, but she's playing a sidekick to fucking Peter Parker in this film. Now, Mary Jane, that's fine. Mary Jane was a hothead redhead and shit like that, but Gwen Stacy, she's been proven to hold her own in here, and she doesn't do that in this film. I'm sorry. Plays a crying little bitch to Peter Parker.
You didn't come to my father's funeral.
All right, you guys ready for some questions?
Yeah, sure, let's do some questions.
I've got the munchies. I need to eat, and plus the alcohol's kicking in now, so. I got a meeting to get ready for to cuss Z out some more, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's not lying.
Yeah, we got a meeting later on today. So, yeah.
He's not lying.
Yeah, it's time to cuss some of y'all out now. About to give y'all the shaft now. I should record it. Ian, he says, he's talking about, what the fucking movie did we review last week? Oh, yeah, Private Parks. Yeah, the Howard Stern film. Ian, he says, why aren't there more of these? I mean, we are on, what, the fifth Steve Jobs movie? Because Steve Jobs, he's fucking God of technology, that's why. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Fuck Steve Jobs. Seriously, I don't care. Fuck Apple.
If it makes you feel any better, this might be the best Steve Jobs
film. Michael Fassbender?
Fifth's a charm, so it's going to be the best one.
I don't know. I don't know. He's got a...
Fassbender?
I mean, Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher.
Nobody can fuck about it. I never thought that movie was going to be good. You got your goddamn mind. I already knew that movie was going to be shit. I'm like, come on, it's got Ashton. I don't give a fuck how much everybody. Oh, he looks just like Steve Jobs. So it's like, I don't mean shit. It's Ashton Kutcher. Come on.
I got 10 minutes of that movie. I'm like, I'm done.
Actually, I think that made my worst of the list that year. That movie was fucking dry as shit.
No. I'm not sure why there's not more biopics.
Of what?
Steve Jobs?
No, God no.
Howard Stern?
No, why aren't there more of these? Are they talking about biopics or about?
I'm guessing. Shitload of biopics. Shit, 3 just came out right now, and the Pawn Sacrifice with Tobey Maguire and shit like that. Tons of fucking biopics. A biopic every fucking day almost.
Every day.
I guess he means more of a. Actually, I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I'm guessing he means more Howard Stern biopics. There you go. Yeah, that's what he means. Yeah.
Hey, fucking, I'll watch one with another one of his. Why?
Why would you watch another one?
Well, a lot's happened since that happened. You know, he went to.
I want to see the part where he sold out. No, I'm just playing.
You know, he had more FCC fines. You know. Why not? He's still a big name.
Okay, I was on your side, but then all you said was he just had more FCC fines.
Well,
like, okay,
he still had a career. Man, I mean,
that ain't enough to make a movie. Now, come on.
It's not. Literally, you're telling me you want to see him do the same shit over and over and over again because that's what he does.
Well,
you've seen everything that Howard Stern does. That's it. You don't need to see any more. If he dies really dramatically, then sure, let's do it again. But he's just doing the same shit.
You don't
want to
see
the same song.
He's got talent? Come on now. You don't want to see
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Fuck that show.
I always wanted to know how he got to that pinpoint in his career when he became a host of America's Got Talent.
I'm not going to lie. If they came up to me and just like, can you host? I'd be like, fuck yeah, I can. Where's my check?
And then I'd sign that contract and say, I think the show's bullshit, but I already signed my papers there, so.
Come on, Sammy, you just want to do it. Sammy just wants to do it to be close to Nick Cannon.
No. Excuse me. Okay, listen. I will sleep with people. I don't give a fuck. I do. I get around. But
damn.
I've got some fucking taste. Thank you very much. And Nick Cannon.
It got taste too. He's had every hot ass girl I can think of. And
fuck. Ooh, I'm not saying that. He's man's on the ball. But
fuck him, but yeah.
Yeah, true.
No.
She has limitations.
I do. I have things. Yeah. See what happened. You tried to sleep with me one time. Didn't
what?
Work out.
No, I didn't. This is fucking news to me. Honestly, I do not remember this at all. Was I drunk?
You should stop with me, B1. Wow. Bravo, Sammy. That sounds like such a B1 answer. She's a fast learner, Z. Yes. I can take next week off now.
She's the female you.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love it. It's so beautiful. Yeah, I always wanted a girl version of me. God, that's my sister. I always wanted a second girl version of me.
My sister.
Oh, yes. Oh, I need one in every race. Steve Jobs movie or whatever, this could be the best one, because all the ones I've seen so far sucked ass through a straw, so.
When does that come out?
Was it October or November? I can't remember.
Does it matter?
No, not really, because I gotta see the motherfucker anyway, so.
It is Michael Fassbender, and that's a win right there.
Yeah, shit, my panties already been dropped. Will, he says, you feel that? Ah, yes. That is the energy slowly leaving the room. Oh, no. Z, please just continue to sit there. No need to bring some to the room. Yeah, Z! That was just a funny-ass comment.
I am sorry.
One thing I tell you, too, about Will, Z. Will's an asshole, so if I were you, I would, you know.
Listen to him?
He's kind of a dick. Well, he's not even a dick. He just makes smart-ass comments. There you go.
Yeah. That's fine. I apologize for last week. I really do.
Please, I apologize. What the fuck?
You tell him to fuck off. That's what you tell him.
What the
fuck? You are no son of mine.
I apologize.
You are no son of mine. You are. I should have pulled out. I knew it.
I should have pulled out.
God damn it, shit. You see what I'm talking about? Oh, John. Oh, God. And rule number two, never want to hear an apology from a spoiler host's mouth. Listen to me. Oh, God. Oh, you make me sick. Gotta give every move this weekend now. Fuck it.
Just for that.
That's what we're here. God damn you, Z. Fuck, man. I'm writing that down. We're going on. That's going in the evening. Pac says, who would you like to see a bio movie about? Me. There you go.
Played by the captain from Captain Phillips. Or the black guy from Captain Phillips.
Actually, that dude does have an interesting lifetime. The shit you read about that dude, you go like, really?
Isn't he a taxi driver or something?
He was a limo driver.
Limo driver.
Yeah. Hey, come on now. He ain't fucking Muslim. Come on. African, little taste now. Come on. You gonna be driving a taxi?
Let's see. We're gonna have an Obama movie.
Shit, we already had an Obama movie. It was a documentary one. He's got a fucking book too, by the way. Z, damn, you keep up with this?
A remake of The Butler.
That ain't no fucking biopic. That was a fucking travesty, is what that was. Movie spoilers. There you go. That was my biopic. There's a lot to be told in there. I think I said it on last week's episode, so I sold a lot actually. So there you go.
I'd say me, but it'd be a porno. So.
Yeah, it's my life. Yeah. Yeah. Then what would you say then, Sammy?
Ooh, that's a good question. Who would I say?
Hitler.
Yeah, let's have a Hitler biopic.
I ain't seen that yet.
I'm gonna say yeah. I'm gonna say Jimi Hendrix.
We just have
Jimi Hendrix?
Oh, yeah. Which one? What movie?
The one with fucking Andre 3000 in it.
Oh, really?
What do you mean, really? That was a fucking good movie. It was critically successful. What are you talking about, really?
I never seen it. I can't think of what movie you're talking about.
I ain't gonna say really.
I can't think. What you said? Because you said him. Because I can't think of that movie.
It just came out.
Couple year last year.
But no, couple years ago, man. Dude. Samuel, look how he says, last year? Oh, that was so long.
Last? What the fuck?
We had one before that, too. It was a documentary style. And there was one, what, like back in 2012, 2011 or something like that? They didn't get to use all the music in that one, though, something like that. God damn it, Z. Shit.
I'm seeing that movie now.
This motherfucker sees two movies a year and think because he ain't seen one, it ain't been made.
It hasn't been made, no.
Well, I never heard of that movie.
Why did you say last year then?
Because I'm on the page right now at it. And it says it came out in 2014.
Fucking white people, I tell you.
Yep, really.
And Sammy, I see why you want revenge.
Right? Fuck white people.
I see, yeah. I mean, I got rid of my racism a long time ago towards white people. I think it's coming back now. Z is about to bring it back. Jesus Christ, man. Oh, fuck, man.
See, I would have said Kurt Cobain, but, there's that movie that's coming out, or it already came out, right?
That's coming out.
Well, yeah, The Montage of Heck, yeah.
God damn it, Z, you better not let her outdo you on this. God
damn it. It's gonna happen.
Shit.
It's gonna happen.
She knows Kurt Cobain, she said something that they ain't had that many as Jimi Hendrix had. Jimi Hendrix had, how many fucking biopics now at this point? Is that, three or four?
Four now.
And she remembered that he actually has a movie coming out. Are you a spoiler host on a movie site or not, man? All this movie shit.
I can't think of one. I honestly did not know a Jimi Hendrix movie came out. I honestly swear to God.
It was a big fucking deal when it came out.
Well, remember, I live in Toledo. We don't get everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's not a fucking excuse. You have access to the internet, do you not?
Yes.
Internet, man. Internet. And see, people, that's why Sam is here. She says the things I don't have to say anymore. I can just go, thank you, Sam, for speaking for me now. I'm just exhausted. I can't do this anymore. making my hair turn redder than what it already is now. Shit. I think I just grew a fucking extra patch of red hair on my face now. Shit. Fucking ginger is coming out more because my soul is starting to vanish even more now every time Z says something like that. Z, you got a biopic, man.
I'm thinking.
I got mine. It's called The Life and Lavishing Style of the Phenomenal One. There you go. That's my fucking biopic. That's what I want to see.
Wait,
I saw that already. It's called Shame with Michael Fassbender.
Nice. I honestly can't think of one.
Why don't you think of a genre, like music, movies, political figures?
Yeah, break it down.
Yeah, you got to break it down one by one.
I'm thinking of music.
I think music. You.
Well, the Janis Joplin movie's coming out, right?
Oh.
Isn't there a Janis Joplin movie with Amy Adams?
I can't remember if it's still greenlighted or not, or if it got canceled.
You know what? Okay, Jim Belushi.
Oh, I got one. Well, Jim Belushi, that's cool. I got one now. Kevin Federline, there you go.
Yeah.
I gotta see it coming. I gotta see how he became the American dream of a pimp. I gotta see that. I just gotta see how that shit just flowed so naturally for that dude. That dude lives the American dream like a motherfucker. That motherfucker told him, you are broke-ass hillbilly trailer trash, whatever. You ain't gonna make a damn thing. And he said, oh, no, I'm making things right there. You see them things that Brittany are holding? That's called check and checkmate. That's called two kids. Yeah, I'm paid for life now, bitch. I gotta see that life story. That life story just been boggling me. If you look up in the dictionary and see, just look up Federline, you'll see a photo of Kevin Federline. And he's used as an adjective on a daily basis from women. Women telling their girlfriends, saying, "Ooh, girl, don't get Kevin Federline." So yeah, I gotta see that movie. I gotta learn how he became an American pimp by not doing a goddamn thing. You mean to tell me I can get paid by just standing in the curtains while Britney performs? Checkmate. Shit. I gotta learn that story. Put Sammy on that stage and just sit in the background and do shit.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'll be the center of attention. I'm down.
Difference is, I don't have to Kevin Federline or whatever, because I tell her straight up to her face, where I don't have to do like he did to Brittany or whatever. I ain't got to stick it behind her back and shit. I ain't got to give her a key or nothing like that. I could just, hey, I'm using you, bitch. Get on stage.
Well, yeah. I'm okay with it.
Make us the dollars. Make us the meals tonight. Make us our Panda Express tonight. Come on now.
Panda Express.
The first thing that came to my head. I was trying to think what Canadians eat. I don't know.
Poutine.
I know there's a panda. Now, don't Canada got pandas or some shit like that? I don't know.
No.
Oh, okay. Don't. Well, I'm ignorant, so I wouldn't know any different.
We just got a Carl's Jr.
Whoa. Well, we don't have a Carl's Jr. here.
Huge. I think it's easier. They still call them Hardee's.
Yeah. Yeah. They do.
Yeah, they do, huh? So.
They do.
I didn't find that out until 2009, I believe. Fucking Hardee's. Same menu, same everything.
Harder.
Yeah, they're hard. Apparently it was a pirate that owned that place or something. I don't know. Well, folks, it's about time to wrap that up because I got other shit to do. I got to get ready for a meeting. I got to put fuck in here before Z's name right now. So on my tablet, put my notes together and shit. So, yeah, you better get ready. Have them ears open, Z. I want you to take notes, too, when I say fuck you, okay? Write that down.
You told me to take notes.
I wasn't bullshitting you. Yeah, take note. I told everybody that. All you motherfuckers take note. You're going to be writing down everything I got to say. So I want you to know that I mean what I say when I say some things. Sammy, you don't have to be there for that. Because I know you'd get scared or something like that. I'm not trying to scare you already. He's like, oh, shit. Oh, people, that's been another edition of Throwback Tuesday, though. If you'd like to tell me that Z sucked the soul out of your life last week, you can do so on Twitter. I'm over there at Movie Spoiler Pod. That's right. That's right. You can only use 140 characters, though. That's the fucked up thing about it. So if you need to tell me longer characters that it took Z forever to come up with a biopic, you can do so on Google Plus. And I'm also there at Movie Spoilers _ TPO. That'd be me, TPO. TPO. That's right. That's with a T and a P and O. It spells the phenomenal one, in case nobody didn't know that. Just putting that out there. Just out there. Z, where can they find you at?
They can find me at Twitter, at SBulldog.
Well, you use it, so I don't even know why.
I have been using it.
What up, nigga?
Twitter, SBulldog99. SBulldog99 and Chad Zuber at Google+.
You don't ever use that shit.
I don't. And then Facebook, Chad Zuber.
I don't even know why you bother.
True.
that shit might as well just be show and tell. There you go. Sammy, where can the lovely people find you at?
Well, I'm everywhere. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Sammy. It's MISSSAMI. I'm also on Facebook. Look up Samantha Brown. You're going to find me. Trust me. I'm not hard to miss.
That's too many lyrics.
I'm also on Google Plus, Samantha Brown, as well.
When you gonna be in Long Beach?
When's your wedding day?
When you want to get married?
No, I still gotta get divorced first.
You gotta get to where first?
I gotta get divorced first.
Oh, that ain't that hard, shit. Just tell Cody in the Snapchat. It's over, dude.
No, I don't have to give up Cody for this.
Oh, you don't. I'm trying to get a three-way going anyway. Two guys, one girl. See, we got a fan here called Starlin. She's been trying to get this going up. I'm down for it, but, you know, Cody ain't. So I'm just like, yeah, I got to break in my shit.
Cody's so fucking picky when it comes to women.
Well, apparently men, too. Cause I'm like, dude, come on. I mean, come on. Look at me. You know me. I mean, you know I'm good for it. So, I mean, come on. You've seen me fucking in the streets before on San Diego. I mean, come on. You know I got that curve, that swerve right there. I got that monkey fucking down. Come on now.
Monkey fucking.
Ever since you got caught fucking in that hallway, things have just been, like, weird to me.
Yes. I will say that. He's been tame when it comes to vaginas, yes. It must be the Jewish side kicking in, but I digress. He's got a Super Saiyan haircut right now, Ozzy.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
What?
He's got spikes and shit.
Yep.
What the fuck?
I like it.
Continue, Sam.
Like, speechless.
He's raped.
Okay, so when it comes...
I think.
I think it's cute. But when it comes to Cody, like, I'm really biased because I have this big fucking crush on him.
I say, you're trying to fuck him, so, I mean,
yeah.
Too, trust me, Sammy, it's worth it, too.
I'm not trying to fuck it. I'm trying to wife that shit. Like, are you kidding me?
I don't fucking play shit. I've been trying to get that for 5 years now.
Right? Yeah. Get up on it. Cody's a catch.
Hey, if you want, I'll pass you the roofies I give him that knocks him out right away.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Got him. We can tag team him. Oh, let's do this.
Oh, shit. I'm talking about Sam. I'll tag team the fuck out of that asshole.
Wow.
The one that winks, I get the one that stinks. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Wow.
Hey, you can continue, Sam.
I don't know what you're saying.
All right.
Do you know? Yeah.
Well, I think we're done here now. Yeah. Dude, that's been Throwback Tuesday, episode 1415, actually. And I'm fucking up again, and that ball's kicking in. I'm your spoiler host, the phenomenal one.
And this is Z.
I'm Sammy.
That's Sammy, yeah, Sammy. New edition of Throwback Tuesday here, people. All right, bastards, I'm getting out of here now. Later, fucks.
Later.
Bye.